Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. I want to continue with phone calls, and then I want to get into internet censorship in the United States, Canada, England, Australia. The Western world is starting to outdo China. I mean, it's really happening. I want to get into some economic news. There's a bunch of stuff I haven't gotten to. I have some other video clips I want to play, but I want to continue taking your calls. Ash, Paul, Roger, Adam, Byrne, Joe, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But finishing up with ClimateGate, we do have the initiative. They are on the run. They've been caught in fraud over and over and over and over again. And they always just say, there's a consensus, no one disagrees, and just move on. But now the fact that they're lying on purpose has been exposed. The third world got the leaked text last week. I told you that was a big deal. I mean, it's like jumping in front of a train's a big deal. I mean, I'm not that smart. When they keep the treaty secret, they plan to keep it secret until Thursday so they could ram it through with Obama there. I mean, imagine how these governments operate. Oh, the treaty's secret. We can't let you see it. And then they leak it, and it says the third world has to make right at double the cuts. It's meant to shut them off so the IMF and World Bank can take over and totally control them. They will have a banking dictatorship. The UN will have no power. Private banks will rule the planet. I mean, it's just so openly certified corruption. Certified tyranny. And, of course, the third world was suckered and told, oh, yeah, you're going to get all of America's money. You're going to get all of Europe and Japan's money. Yes, the same IMF and World Bank that have always been robbing you blind, they're going to suddenly give you all this money because George Soros promises because he's a nice man. And these gullible fools, all paid off by Soros and the UN, I guess they weren't fools, showed up thinking they were about to get a bunch of money, and they were told, actually, we're going to kill most of the people in your country. 15 million starve to death every year. Just our ethanol scam taking the food production for gasoline. That made 10 million more starve to death. This will be 100-fold that. How's that sound? And the people were like, even though you bought us off, you want to kill most of our people? Yes, we do. And have a one-child policy. How does that sound? Well, gee, already most our people know you spike the vaccines and kill them. We're going to get overthrown if we try this. And they literally, the Africans were crying on TV over it. And our media would spin it and go, the Africans want America to make bigger cuts because America flooded the ocean and made Africa flood. I mean, literally, they're on the news saying Africa's flooding. I mean, it's just, the UN's own report says we've had the least amount of natural disasters per capita in the last decade. And, well, where is that Reuters article? I've got it here in the stack. Let me give you the exact headline. Forget the exact number. It's big oil behind climate scam. Doesn't matter. I'll find it. Hey, you guys, I printed off that article about the UN. Oh, it doesn't matter. About the UN says the last decade's one of the least violent. I'll find it in a minute. African states in climate talks, boycott, deadlock threatened the Copenhagen climate deal. That's back today. Climate treaty, we create new global agencies to transfer money and technology from U.S. and other developed countries to third world. You mean to the IMF and World Bank. Gore, polar ice may vanish. Here it is. Natural disasters at decade low. There you go. In 2009, UN report, Reuters. So it's a decade low this year. And some of that other news. But the point here is that they are in big trouble, but they're not going to stop. These are criminals. They want to run your life. And they are brainwashing your kids. They run your local schools. They run everything. You've got to go to your city councils, go to your school boards and say, stop teaching this fraud. Stop teaching my kid your one-child policy. Stop your brainwashing. You degenerate control freaks. Get out of my life, you parasites. We're going to come back, take a bunch of calls, get into the big push now, not just for government-run health care, which looks like it may pass, but for a bunch of new taxes.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's blast through your phone calls right now, then I'm going to get into more of what's developing across our planet as we desperately fight the private global corporate takeover known as the New World Order. Oh, before I do that, I am famous for saying I'm going to cover something and then not doing it. I know, because I move off to something else, but I said I would talk about Tiger Woods. So let me just talk about Tiger Woods right now. 2-3 weeks ago, when he first had the wreck, everybody called me wanting me to talk about it. Why should I care if somebody at 1 o'clock in the morning has a wreck by their house, and if their wife was attacking him, that's par for the course? I mean, welcome to decadent America. They're worth $1 billion and they're not happy. And, you know, if it comes out that Tiger Woods is running giant child kidnapping rings with DynCorp and Halliburton, then I'll become concerned. I mean, yes, he liked racy women and he liked a lot of them. And what he did, I'm sure, isn't good for his wife and children, and it's not good. But compared to Halliburton and DynCorp on congressional record running giant child kidnapping rings, on record, Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, big UN groups caught in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, in Eastern Europe, in Central Europe, running giant sex slave rings, kidnapping children, using UN aircraft to fly them out all over the world. But see, no, we can't talk about that. We've got to talk about Tiger Woods with 30-year-old hookers. We can't talk about offshore banks that have stolen over $23 trillion in the last year from us. We can't talk about how they're setting up a value-added tax and national federally administered sales tax to track everything we buy, sell, and do with new bureaucracies and new taxing authorities that'll make the IRS look like choir boys. No. We can't talk about what's really in the Copenhagen Treaty, open world government, or how Obama's declaring himself an emperor, a dictator, saying if Congress won't pass the sign over of power to the UN, he'll just implement it. We can't talk about how RAND Corporation's done a report calling for the new Homeland Security Divisions, the 379,000 troops, to augment all local police departments, and that local police will form auxiliaries of the new national police force run by the Pentagon. I've read all 130-plus pages in the 50-something page addendum. I suggest you go read. Give me a close shot of this, please, gentlemen. A stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. I mean, this is a death squad manual. It's got the force setups for the federal police. And by the way, this has already been set up. They're just now announcing it. Here's a medium stability police force unit. Here's a small stability police force. This is the federal officer that's over your small town. You've got a small town of 500 people. Well, this is the group that's going to run your life. They're going to run carbon taxes. They got special forces operatives getting in place. In the paper in Austin, black ops run this. I mean, these people are going to, you are going to be slaves, folks, and they mean business. Here's another one, medium stability police force. Ooh, look at that. This is for a bigger city. This is the federal police commander over your police department. Pentagon openly taking over your police departments. I mean, that is worse than Red China. Red China doesn't even allow that. What do you think they're being set up for? It happens everywhere. When this is set up, they're going to take your farms and ranches. They're going to take your children. They're going to take everything you got. And they always do it by, well, you got this environmental fee on your property. You can't pay it, Bob. And most people, all right, I'll give you the property, and all right. But if you hold up, they're just going to call up the police force, and they're going to come by and murder your butt. You pay for the military, they're there to attack the enemy, and that enemy's you. You read the MIAC report, you read the Homeland Security report. I got those reports since the late 90s, and nobody listened to me. Now when I cover them, they get national attention. Your military isn't your military. I've talked to so much family in the Army. I got a lot of family in the Army, and I talk to other people, and they are all mad. I mean, I know people that are in supply and logistics and people that are in over repair, and they're all been training for 3 years for riot control domestically. Long before they dropped the hammer on the banking situation, it's been reported by Bloomberg and Squibb's Howard News Service that it was all staged, all designed, and they're going to keep killing the economy, and they're going to stage riots, and you're going to beg to have the army on the streets, and they'll restore order, and then they'll never leave. And it'll just be, where'd Bob go? And Bob wouldn't leave his house. They sent a robot in and killed him. Shh, don't let. And they'll be like a 12-year-old walking by with their armband, literally giving them armbands with the Explorer Scouts now. They'll be like, shh, that's already happening. Adults are already, shh. Just, oh, man, the worst part's going to be the 12, 13, 14-year-old punks on power trips. I mean, it's going to be really hard getting bossed around by them. But that's what America is. We are the ultimate rotten cow being fed on by carrion, turkeys. That's what they call the buzzards around here, turkey buzzard. I just can't believe our country's this easy to rob. I mean, this is a completely criminal, illegal, unconstitutional operation. Has nothing to do with the stupid Al-Qaeda boogeyman you were all taught to fear. It's for you and your guns and your house by a bunch of criminals. We really are a nation of just cowards. The cops are going to go along. The military's going to go along. The general public's going to go along. Obama will get a bunch of it set up. Then a Republican will come in. He'll continue it. Suddenly Republicans will love the police state. Democrats didn't like war. Now they love it. War is peace. Oh, give him a peace prize. We have to admit how pathetic we are. You know, every few years I get to pigging out and drinking whiskey and smoking cigarettes, and I've got to finally admit to myself after a month or two of it, when I gained 20 pounds doing it, that this may feel good, buddy, but you got to stop it. You can't go eat big ribeye steaks and drink a bottle of whiskey. The point is, and I've got to realize it's bad and not do it, and I fall back sometimes, but I quit. I've gone 5-6 years before without drinking or smoking or eating like a pig. But the point is that when I start working too much, it's a crutch I fall back on. It's a big anxiety relief. You can be worried about the world and worried about what you're doing and go in and drink a couple beers and eat a big steak. You're not worried about it anymore. I'm pretty pathetic. And when I start getting pathetic, I've got to admit I'm pathetic. You as a country have to do that too, folks. I mean, we have to admit we are a steaming pile of horse poo. I mean, we really are a joke. By the way, I've been corrected. For a decade, I've been saying 50 million abortions. Of course, it's 60 million now. Will you pull up number of abortions in U.S., latest numbers? I think it's 60 mil, but I want to be precise about that. I mean, look, if we're so lazy that we kill our own babies, I mean, even if you're for birth control, don't be lazy. Get regular birth control. Don't go in and have dangerous procedures for yourself and kill a kid because you were too lazy, and now you don't want to raise the kid because television told you kids are horrible when you're not living till you got children. Heaven sounds like living on some deserted jungle tropical island with like 50 of children. Let me tell you, all you stupid yuppies and all you people that never had kids, you think you're all selfish and your life's all about you, you're not happy. Or you may think you're happy. You don't know how good it is having children. You don't know how magic they are and how much you understand about humanity once you have them. And sure, in modern society, they're a pain in the butt. And they get programmed by the society to act up. And they're rebellious. They're little people. But that's part of life. You're meant to be part of the life cycle. It's like you see butterflies mating. I mean, you're meant to live on this planet, hurtling through space. You're meant to have children. You're meant to love and struggle and have a life. And you've been taught that death is good and life is bad. And so now they think you're so weak-minded, so shallow, so open to suggestion, that they can write articles in Newsweek and Time magazine saying, let's just kill old people. Hey, yuppies, you'll have more money if we start whacking grandma. And the yuppies are like, hell yeah, kill old people. Their life's not worth anything. The bioethics board said so. And then pretty soon it's, hey, let's just kill this kid. They're a little bit handicapped. Hey, let's have a law that if a kid's got any genetic problems or the government says they've got a genetic problem, too aggressive, that you can't have kids. Let's go ahead and have Chinese-style net censorship in Australia and the U.S. Both governments now proposing it. Australia's going ahead with it. What's wrong with having secret prisons? Hell, what's wrong with torture? Now, that Hitler guy, he was bad when he did it. But when we do it, man, it's going to be mom and apple pie. It's going to be really great. Okay.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread much too long, Freebird.
Okay, let's rush through some calls, and then I do want to get into the whole area of news we haven't covered yet. Ash in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call. Appreciate everything you're doing. I'm up here in Dallas, and, you know, these chemtrails up here, I don't know what it's like in Austin, but I'm sure it's the same. It's just unbelievable daily how they're just dosing us with tic-tac-toe boards every day in Dallas. I mean, is that the same thing down in Austin?
Yeah, all the chemtrail deniers really have a problem because our scientists came out for decades, since it started in the mid-90s, and said, this is barium salts, aluminum dioxide. It appears to be a weather modification program, but it also has toxic effects on all life, especially mammals. And then John P. Holdren came out and said, headline in his first press conference, first thing he talked about was, we've been secretly terraforming the Earth to save you from global warming, and we're now going to go from a test, which is giant. It's like the Death Star blowing up Alderaan was just a test. I keep going back to Star Wars analogies. They never end. It's like Chuck Norris facts. I mean, can you imagine what the non-test is? In fact, people won't believe that. Google John P. Holdren, geoengineering, calls for geoengineering. He gave an AP press conference at AP headquarters in D.C. And so, yes, we have sent out researchers. We have shot chemtrail info. We are incorporating that into the next film. It's just there's so much. They've now declassified it. But it's kind of like they've declassified global government, admit they're setting it up, but still the public doesn't know it exists. I don't know how to explain that. It's just, it's like telling children Santa Claus exists. They believe it. But then you tell them that a Mack truck in the highway may kill them. They don't believe it. It's like the general public believes in fairy tales that polar bears can't swim and that the sun doesn't heat the earth. But then you know, they'll believe baloney, but they won't believe the truth.
Yeah. The other day, Alex, they were spraying heavy duty, and I called the sheriff's department. I'm still looking at chemtrails right now in Dallas. But I called the sheriff's department and asked them, what is this? And they looked up and they said, well, it's contrails. I said, no, it's not. I said, look at it. It's a tic-tac-toe board. And he looked at it for a minute and he said, you know, you're right. He says, but we don't have any jurisdiction over that. He said, but you need to call the FAA. So I called the FAA yesterday, called them both in San Antonio and over here in Fort Worth. I recorded the conversations. And they first tried to tell me it was just contrails. I didn't know what I was talking about. Then, but they didn't realize I'd been listening to you for a couple of years. So I hit them with what they're pouring out up there on us. And I told them that it's probably all tied to HAARP, which is a lot of investigators believe it probably is, to where they can send this electromagnetic waves through this.
By the way, there's more than one array. They've got six in Europe, a couple in Russia, some in China, and several in the U.S. and Canada. That Alaskan facility is not the only one.
Well, you know, and I was in Spain this last summer, Alex, down in the Andalusia, down there in the southern Spain. Here comes a plane way up there about 40,000 feet spewing chemtrails. I mean, it's not a there's a big difference between a contrail like when you and I grew up.
No, a condensation trail we all grew up watching stays there for a few seconds or a few minutes. It forms high up. Now they're low, they stay all day, they turn into cloud banks, and then lo and behold, they just pulled up CBS News, they have this high-altitude aerial spraying campaign where they admit they're, quote, folks, we have a global government that does whatever it wants in secret with unlimited funds. Heaven only knows what these nuts are up to. I mean, you understand.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you there. One other thing I want to say is I've waited a little while to talk to you, and I've been dying to talk to you, Alex.
No, we won't be able to get to other people if we don't. Yeah. See how that's. But that's how it works. That's why you held, is because I do give people time. Go ahead.
Yeah, on 9/11, one other thing, they're going to have this fake trial in New York. The info I have from the investigation is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is dead. Is that true?
Well, no. They said they bombed and killed him 16 times, is the article Paul Watson wrote last year. So they claim they killed him a bunch before, because they practice lies. They set the precedent to say ridiculous things. Like they killed the number three in Al-Qaeda more than 20 times now. And then they captured him. They admit they tortured his children, threatened his family. And he confessed to bombing buildings that didn't exist for 4 years after he was incarcerated. And it's just all a complete joke.
Yeah,
it's like they said they killed Chemical Ali five times.
Well, they captured him. They say he died in 01, and this is what the intel I've read, and I've read a lot of different things about it, that he died in 01, and that we haven't seen any photographs, no new photographs of the guy. You always see that same one where he looks like he just got out from a night of drinking all night. That only photograph you see of him is that one, and the reason why
is
because...
who knows? That's my whole point. There's a giant secret program spraying deadly chemicals on us. They now admit they're doing it. No one cares. Hooray, cowboys! I love Alzheimer's!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I told you last week to tune in this week because we'd have big guests. It doesn't stop with Chuck Norris. Just going to leave it at that. We got other really informative, groundbreaking, first-time visiting guests later in the week, including one tomorrow at 11:30, 30 minutes into the show, 11:30 Central. So I'm certainly excited about that. Not quite as excited I am about the Luby's cafeteria food they just brought in. I'm in a hokey mood today. Quite a carbon footprint, though, with that evil steak. Nothing like a cafeteria chop steak for you, huh? Yeah, Craig just gave a eugenics quote. He said if we kill off all the grannies, we could get through Luby's quicker. No, Luby's wouldn't have that niche market of grannies, and so those of us that like granny food won't be able to get it occasionally twice a year when we want it. You see, that's what the eugenicists think. They think if they wipe out certain ecosystems of human activity, that that will leave more for them. It actually creates less. We need 50 billion people to export giant space cities, deep space. Oh, my God, the vision of humanity, we would just widen it. It's just unstoppable. Where is the race consciousness of humanity itself to people the stars, that pioneering spirit? If you took transplants from the 1700s and 1800s from the United States and trained them and brought them up today, we would already be on distant Pluto with giant star cruisers on their way to the nearest habitable planets. Guaranteed. Now, the globalists have already sent their probes out. They've got a lot of suppressed secret technology. They have that spirit, but it's twisted. They want us to forget about the real technology, forget about real issues, forget about the wonderment of the universe around us, and walk into gas stations with our hair sticking up and grab a case and sit there with the guy behind the counter and go, I hope the Cowboys do it again today. They ain't been doing too good. I was sitting there in a line trying to get my wife and I some coffee. She's out in the car with the kids. As five adult men in front of me at this little gas station in our neighborhood, and they didn't care about the Cowboys. The guy behind the counter didn't care. It was just what men do. And they walk up and put their beer down. That's what's manly. And they sit back and talk about the Cowboys with the people. And I'm not saying you're bad if you like the Cowboys, but give me a break. The country's overrun with criminals. Men should be feverishly running around at city council and warning their neighbors and acting like men and saying, we've got to do something. We've got to rally. We've got to warn the people. You should be doing what I do. I'm actually normal. You are abnormal. And I'd walk and I'd watch the guy behind the counter. He was totally bored up, but he understands it's like the greeting, the pleasantry is, yes, Cowboys. It was a foreigner. Mm-hmm, Cowboys. Mm. They would all have a cowboy discussion. By the way, did the Cowboys win Sunday? I mean, this is what really matters. You don't think so? I think I'm going to throw up. I mean, I really do. I mean, I just get me out of here. You have a scientific dictatorship on record poisoning your water supply and saying they're doing it to brain damage you and sterilize you. They're openly been caught putting cancer viruses in the vaccines on purpose to sterilize you. They are spraying you with aluminum dioxide on purpose, and all you care about is the Cowboys. They lost to San Diego. That's the Chargers. I can show off that I know these things. It's just, I can't believe it. All right, that's enough. I can't spend 10 minutes with the next caller, but I do want to hear from everybody. Paul in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just be quick. Just a couple points. I have a longtime friend. He has a girlfriend who has an immediate family member in the RCMP, and the guy's probably like 20, 21 years old. And, you know, when he's in training, he's telling my friend, oh, I just can't wait to get in there and rough people up and, you know, spying people and stuff like that. And they love him in there. They let him go on and get his own car within the first couple weeks or month. And this is really the mentality of the people here in Canada that are signing up, you know, and it's pretty scary to see these little basically Nazis running around, you know. I don't know if you want to comment. I just had a couple.
No, real men would be embarrassed of talking and acting like that. And no, I mean, they look for unstable video game players who were failed jocks, who weren't really popular but wanted to be, and who were bullies who finally got stood up to. And they say, I'm getting a badge and gun, then nobody can stand up against me. And I know there are good police out there. They send us information, and they don't like the bad cops. But the system wants the bad cops. Let me tell you, I was in Canada, got off the airplane. They said, the guy had a French accent. He said, come with me, Mr. Jones. And they just relished laughing at me and screaming at me. And I thought, man, I couldn't imagine being such a coward. and such a petty person that I would enjoy exercising power over people all day for no reason. I mean, I'm really an aggressive person, and I have to hold back in not being aggressive with people. But no, these people, and it's embarrassing when I have to exercise power. I don't like it. I have a natural governor there. So, they're there to bang our heads and squeeze us and let us know. I mean, the Royal Mounted Police have been caught repeatedly in mainstream news. Just like I just said, you could pull up CBS News and them admitting they're chemtrailing us, and they pulled it up. You can pull up Toronto Star, you name it. Royal Mounted Police, let me see the exact headline of one of them. Royal Mounted Police admit staging event with officers. Royal Mounted Police admit their officers involved in scuffle, and they just have them attack their own cops, and then they step aside, and the criminal police know it's staged. They just want to attack the families that are out there protesting, and so they have a fake fight, and they go, all right, we framed them. We're terrorists. Let's attack free speech now, and they just, it seems the weaker the person, the more they love beating women, old ladies. Portland, Oregon, repeatedly, they love to go out to rallies and attack babies in baby carriages and then scream, you bleeping bleeper, you shouldn't bring a baby to a event. Like they'll spray your kid with the gas, and then they'll billy club you for it, making them spray the kid. And hey, don't worry. There it is. Canadian police caught attempting to stage riots. That was the original Prison Planet. But see if there's a link. Because, of course, we reported it. Local activists exposed it. We reported it. Then the police admitted it. Click on there and see. And so it takes a special kind of person to go out and stage events so you can attack protesters, real protesters, a lot of them wearing suits. Oh, you don't want a North American Union? We got a bunch of goons that are terrorists, and we're going to set you up so we can physically attack you. Anything else?
Basically, I just wanted to shed some light. Do you know who Mark Emery is?
It rings a little bit of a bell.
Okay, basically, he's from Vancouver, Canada, and he runs a, like, he had a marijuana seed operation, basically, and he would sell seeds. Canadian government was totally fine. They took his tax money, no problem. He was sending seeds to the U.S. That was his biggest market. The DEA raided him in 2005. He's, they're now on a big thing, like, to extradite him to the States right now. He was in remand.
Yes, I do. Paul, I appreciate your call. I am aware of how they couldn't shut down marijuana, and it was its own underground industry, and the globalists want the money and the power, and they want you using their illegal drugs. You know, the drugs they control in certain regions, opiates and cocaine, and then their Prozac and other stuff they make, the Ritalin. And so they tricked everybody in 14 states and said, oh, we're going to decriminalize, set up your dispensaries. And now they're saying, yeah, we're going to let you have, you know, one dispensary for every 20 square miles now. So they're using regulation as a way to shutting it down. Just like they're using regulation to shut down the Second Amendment outside the law. And, hey, good for them. Hey, good for the cops. Hey, take your vaccines. Drink plenty of fluoride. I morally would say, though, don't give it to your kids. Well, you know, maybe that's a blessing for you to give it to your kids. Maybe that's what you want. I mean, okay, hey, you got power. Hey, don't let me get in the way of all your fun, what you're helping conjure up right now. You want this, you got it. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Oh, baby. Every time I think about you, oh, my sweetie pie, your black ski mask, your camera, your prison camps, you're so tough when you beat a young lady in the head or release a police dog or an old woman, anything you want, you got it. Your criminal thugs for offshore bankers, baby. That's some bad singing on purpose there. Oh, every time I think about them, old women come out with bags out of a store, and there's police going, no one on the streets of Pittsburgh. And they're like, officer, I'm just shopping. Shut up. Wham! Police dog. God, I hate America. Buyer, blue, God, I got power. I mean, these are literal pit demons they're releasing on us. And all of you yuppies just can't wait to be just rampaged over. You love it. You love being weak scum, so you're going to get what you want now. I'm actually just sick at my stomach by it all, so I got to make a sick joke out of it all. You want slavery, you got it. Oh, my God. Was that was bad, wasn't it, Craig? Is that my worst singing ever? Oh, man. Now, actually, we're not in a police state. Everything's fine, folks. Everything. Hey, Glenn Beck's got a plan to fix it. Value-added tax and sales tax. That'll teach the liberals. We're going to show them. Adam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. Is there a website, a one-stop shop I can go to dig up these declassified articles? I talk to a lot of people, and it's really hard to talk to them about what's going on today. But I can say, well, these are eugenicists, and I explain what eugenics is, and then I can rattle off. I mean, yeah, you're the king. You're like the Van Imp of conspiracy theories. You can say section Article 45. You know, reads da 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 da. So, is there a one-stop shop I can go to dig up all this information, not just on eugenics, but all like Tuskegee Project, da 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 da. I mean, the list can go on to tell these people, hey, look, this is what they've done in the past. This is their fruits. You know, look at the fruits of their labor. Who's saying they're not doing it right now? You know.
Well, hold on. I mean, you can give them scores of articles about one-child policy being proposed at the Copenhagen event and world government being proposed. There's whatistheendgame.com. It's an online bibliography the film, so everything in the film is covered there. But, I mean, what person doesn't know about Tuskegee? And I mean, I think we should keep educating people because now they're really ready to listen. But I mean, people ask for documentation. It's all over the place. I mean, what specifically? I mean, the Department of Energy admits they radiated 4,300 plus American children, many of them to death, in secret tests declassified in the 80s. They admit that 34 states passed laws for forced sterilization. I mean, the film Endgame is a testament. It has all the documents and articles and things there and give people that film. I mean, what are they asking for?
Well, in particular, I admire that you can rattle off all these, you know, things and sources. And
yeah, but they can rattle off Dallas Cowboy scores. Anybody can do what I do. I've just been into this.
I just don't have a lot of time to research all that because I'm a worker.
Well, they better make the time.
Well, I'm just saying for myself. I mean, I would like to have a one-stop shop. What's that website again?
Whatistheendgame.com.
Whatistheendgame.com. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Hey, thank you, Adam. I appreciate your call putting up with me. Because, I mean, believe me, look, that's the big joke here, is I'm actually a sane person. And I decided that a government admittedly poisoning my water supply was more important than knowing about the Cowboys. Call me a kook, you know. Oh, there's a planetary world government that wants to set up a police state so you can, if my daughters ever try to have children, kill their second-born babies. Oh, that's being proposed publicly? Oh, I better get up off my fat butt and do something. They're like, I don't know, man. You're some kind of weirdo. Pretty wild. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just get me out of here. I mean, how do I shut this off? How do I... I'm going to shut up. Burn in Canada. You're on the air. Welcome, Burn.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, pal.
Hey, I just want to bring you up to speed what's happening in British Columbia, Canada. We've been paying the carbon tax for over a year now on our hydro and our natural gas.
Yes.
And our little premier there, Mr. Gordon Puke Campbell, has gone to Copenhagen with Mr. Harper with his checkbook. You know, he went to, I think, the Bank of England here a couple years ago and borrowed a whole whack of cash for our Olympics. And, you know, the Bank of Canada just can't come up with the money, I guess. And, you know, it's the point now where they're double in the
and
budget.
And remember, he was going to be the conservative, and he spoke out against Bilderberg, and now he's completely run by them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a big-time Freemason in the whole nine yards. You know, he got busted in Hawaii for drinking and driving, and everybody looked the other way. And, you know, his mugshot, he's smiling and snickering a little puke. But, yeah, just to let you know, we're already been paying this carbon tax here for a year, and I don't know, where's it going? You know, is he just sending it over there? Is it collecting interest anywhere?
Well, I remember 3 years ago Canada passed it, but it had that staggered thing where it was started in a year and a half. So you've had it for a year and a half, and they're saying they're going to expand it. It's an open-ended mandate. And I would have guests on, and they would say, there's no carbon tax in Canada. You're a liar. See how they denied it right up until it was too late? I mean, it's all a military handbook they use. I appreciate your call. I mean, these people are just a pack of scum criminals. What does it take for people to get it? And they're arming against us with paramilitary police.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
I'll be back tomorrow. Cover a lot more news and information. It was a 35-minute speech, roughly, on the floor of the House. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who we interviewed about 10 years ago. We ought to get Rohrabacher back on, talking about the global government. And the title of this clip, we just searched it, was Congressman Rohrabacher Channels Alex Jones. So here's a short clip of that.
Copenhagen may well lay the foundations for the future that the globalists
who are pushing this agenda envision for us. What the Copenhagen crowd would mandate and can be traced back to that same alliance between our domestic radical environmentalists and a globalist elite. This unholy alliance has already had an impact. A few decades ago, the Global Radical Environmental Alliance, the Globalist Radical Environmental Alliance, latched on to an apocalyptic theory to justify their power grab. This is a product of a radical environmentalist globalist coalition. This is about centralizing power into the hands of global government. That's what Kyoto and Copenhagen are all about. That's what the Radical Environmentalist and Globalist Alliance is all about. Wake up, America. We still have time to turn this around. We must fight the globalist clique that is trying to shackle future generations of Americans to a burden of economy-killing debt. They are chains that will be hard to break, but we must have the strength and the commitment to do so. We will not give up our freedom, and we are not powerless. We will stand together, Americans of every race and religion, of every ethnic group and social status. We will fight as united patriots, and we will win. Members of Congress need to hear from angry constituents, and I predict they will.
Now, Think Progress put that clip out. That's George Soros funded. I've looked him up. It's one of his publications. Like, that's discrediting Rohrabacher. I mean, you've got Ban Ki-moon, Von Rumpy, all the heads of it saying global government. The stinking treaty says global governance. Al Gore says global governance. And they keep playing along like, we want global government, we're going to take over, one-child policy. But none of it exists, and you're a crazy kook if you talk about it. I mean, it's like they are the arbiters of reality. But see, people aren't listening to them anymore. You missed my work 10 years ago to tell people there were no chemtrails or no New World Order. But you can't have the White House science czar go, actually, since my days at Harvard, I've been involved in a secret terraforming project on planet Earth called geoengineering to stop the global warming. We're now going from the testing phase to the operational phase. I mean, you can pull up the YouTube of him in an AP press conference saying it. They're spraying you! And the stupid cops don't care. They love it. They love their kids being retarded. I mean, I know a lot of cops are waking up. Look, police, I talk a lot about you because you're going to be used to enforce all this, and you're destroying yourselves as well. And I'm telling you the truth. The world government's real. We have to stand up against it. We have to say no. I'm out of time. I apologize to Joe and Brian and Paul and Chris. If you call back tomorrow, I'll put you to the head of the line. We do have some really big guests up tomorrow as well.
Sure.
I wanted to just add here that it is Christmas time, and your purchases of books and videos and material supports my operation here. But most importantly, it wakes your friends and families and neighbors up. You don't have to fight traffic. We can ship it out to you well before Christmas. We're shipping every day or so. Great turnaround with the orders. We've really done a lot better than we used to be. And you can get Fall of the Republic, get a free T-shirt with it, free DVDs, right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The beginning of the show starts over right now. If you missed any of it, at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.